Looking back 55 years, who would have thought at an innocent question over a barbecue, sheep and many aerograms would all contribute to a turning point in my life, which years later turned it totally upside down and inside out. It all started innocently in Sydney in the 1960s, although at that stage I lived at the other side of the world, a quiet, book-devouring girl of 10. My dad had travelled to Australia as part of his job in the wool buying business and had been invited by one of his Australian colleagues to come over to his place for a barbecue, as Australians do when overseas visitors come to their shores. Over a steak and beer, the two men, among other things, discussed their families and decided between themselves that it would be a good idea if the son of one, who was 12 at the time, and the daughter of the other, who was 10, became pen pals. In the 1960s, many youngsters had pen pals and they wrote to each other on thin aerograms, which took weeks to get to their destination at the other side of the world. It was always exciting to open one of those documents and read all about different lives and cultures, so both the lad and the lass were quite happy to accept this invitation. They wrote to each other a few times a year, plus sent the obligatory Christmas and birthday cards. 8 years later, the now young man won a round-the-world trip and was able to visit Holland to say a quick hello to his pen pal of many years. Over a bike ride in the snow, the pen pals fell in love. And to cut a long story short, after sitting for my Dutch HSC, I moved to Australia as a very young, shy 18-year-old and started a life filled with unexpected excitement, happiness, as well as sorrow, which has included several marriages and divorces, 2 wonderful children and 7 equally wonderful grandchildren, several fulfilling careers, numerous stimulating university degrees, a beautiful home, close friends, a strong faith community, and the challenges of not being there when both parents died and defeating breast cancer. Leaving my family and country of birth and coming to Australia alone and very young was frightening and exhilarating at the same time. But over the years, this experience shaped me and has given me the courage and determination, with the help of family and friends, to meet, confront and embrace the above challenges. Not where I was born, surrounded by comfortable family and familiar language and culture, but at the other side of the world, in what has become my country of the heart. So thanks to those wool-buying fathers who, over their barbecue lunch in sunny Sydney many years ago, had the exciting idea of joining up their 2 oldest children via the postal service, and who created this turning point, which enables me to live the amazing life I'm living in this country I now call home.